You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First up, today on the show, we're continuing our coverage about Nikki's eviction. If you tuned into The Wire over the last 2 days, then you would have heard about her story. Nikki is a woman living in a state house in Glen Innes who's being evicted from her home. This is because the Tamaki Regeneration Company, a joint venture between the government and Auckland Council, have plans to redevelop the area. Now, I have Tamaki Regeneration Company's general housing manager, Neil Porteous, live on the phone with me. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
So first of all, why does the Tamaki Regeneration Company want Nikki to leave her home?
So as part of our regeneration program, we're developing or building 7.5 new houses across Tamaki. Now, in order to do that, we need to remove some of the houses people are currently living in. But having said that, we do have a commitment to the people of Tamaki that if we do need the house for redevelopment, then we'll move them to another house within Tamaki. So basically, we'd like Ms. Rowte to move into another house within Tamaki so we can build new houses on the site that her current house currently occupies.
So it's within Tamaki, or is it still within the suburb of Glen Innes?
Well, the commitment we've made is within Tamaki, but wherever possible, we try and work with families to keep them within the area or the neighbourhood that they're currently in, if they want to stay in that neighbourhood.
So do you not think the process of moving for an elderly lady experiencing arthritis is a stressful one?
Oh, we absolutely acknowledge that this is very, very challenging for Ms. Rowte, and we believe that we've tried very hard to engage with her since July when we first notified her of our need to move her to a new house. But unfortunately, Ms. Rowte has decided not to engage with us through this process, which makes the rehousing very difficult.
And so is it not possible for the Tamaki Regeneration Company to build around Nikki's home so she can stay?
No, unfortunately, that's not possible, Shemina. We've got undertakings and contracts with the developers that are already in existence, and they need access to that site to be able to build the new properties on it.
And also, you've given her houses as possibilities that she can move into, though. Will she be moving back to the area in one of the new state homes being built, or so? Are you moving to her to a temporary accommodation and then back to one of the newer state houses, or?
Well, one of the houses we have on offer is a new house, and it's 700 metres down the road from where Ms. Rowte currently lives. In some situations, we do need to move families into older houses while their new houses are being built. But again, because Ms. Rowte hasn't been entered into a dialogue with us, it's very hard to understand her needs. But we're very keen for her to get in touch so we can discuss her rehousing needs and work with her.
From what I understand, though, she says that the houses that she's been offered so far aren't really up to par. So one of them was partly flooded when she went to see it, and another had stairs, which she can't get up because of her arthritis. So.
Yes.
How do you respond to that?
So I guess my response to that is it's important for us. I heard both of those comments through the media this week. Unfortunately, we hadn't heard that when the houses were offered, and we can work with tenants in these situations to modify houses to meet any accessibility needs. But again, Shemina, it's very difficult to do that when the tenant concerned won't engage with us.
Mm. And so as for the others currently in the 2,600 state homes in Tamaki, will they all be relocated to new state homes being built in the same area, or will they be dispersed outside of the Tamaki area?
So our commitment is that if you live in a social home that's affected by redevelopment, and you remain eligible for social housing, then the commitment is that you'll be able to stay in Tamaki. So, and we're very clear about that, and we are consistently working with families to and delivering on that promise.
And also, so the Tamaki Regeneration Company plans to boost the numbers of houses in the area from the 2,600 state homes that exist currently to 7,500 new homes, which will be a mix of state houses and private houses. So will these private houses be being built, will they be affordable to the average Kiwi? Like, what prices will these be expected to be approximately?
So we don't talk about price points. We talk about affordability, and there's a number of initiatives that we're just designing in order to make a proportion of those houses affordable.
Okay, and what? But ultimately, some people have just been criticising this process as one of gentrification. How do you respond to that?
Well, we work very hard with the Tamaki community to avoid that. It's very important to us that we maintain the spirit and the culture of the community. And for example, one of the key initiatives is that it's called mixed tenure, where we won't be where social housing tenants will be living next to people who bought their houses privately and people who bought the affordable housing. So I understand people's concerns, but we're working very hard with the community to avoid that and to maintain the very special culture that exists within Tamaki.
So people currently in state homes, they'll be hoping to stay there far into the future?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Tamaki is an awesome place, and we want for it to continue to be so.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me on the show today, Neil. You have a good day.
Thank you very much, Rana. Thanks for your time.
All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.